February is Black History Month, a celebration that goes back to 1926, when it was known as Negro History Week. To celebrate, our friends at Alt Latina are highlighting Afro-Latino culture through interviews and, of course, music. Alt Latino host Felix Contreras is in the studio with us to share some of his picks. Hey, Felix.
Good morning.
So, Felix had help this month from Alt Latino assistant producer, NPR Croc Fellow, Jessica Diaz-Hurtado, who's also with us in the studio. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, so Black History Month is also known as African American History Month, but there are obviously some in the Afro-Caribbean and Afro-Latino community who feel that that phrase does not capture some of their culture.
Okay, first of all, let me say that I'm not Afro-Latino, but there is quite a bit of information out there in social media and in media in general about how these folks feel sort of trapped or neglected between either being Latino mm-hmm. or African American. And even to the point of, like, they don't know what box to click on the census often. So as a result, there's a very strong movement now to reclaim a sense of Afro-Latino.
And obviously, one of the ways to do that is through their music. Jessica, you're 26 today. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
So we're counting on you to bring us your youthful insights. So where do you see Afro-Latino identity in music?
I think there is this reclaiming of Afro-Latinidad through culture and through music. And one of the examples I think of is Africana by Los Racas. Los Racas is an Afro-Panamanian group based out of the Bay Area. They have this fusion called Pana Bay, where they mix Caribbean sounds with hip-hop. And Africana is an ode to Black women and their beauty.
Tienes la culpa de ser tan bella, linda y hermosa como una estrella. Mamacita, es imposible que tú seas bella, fea. A mí me gusta tu piel, forma de ser, tu color caramelo como la miel. Todos sabemos que estás a otro nivel y que nada te va a detener.
So the group talking there about the beauty of Black skin, the color of caramel, a celebration of African women. Felix, you're going to introduce us to something close to my heart, obviously having been based in Brazil, some classic Afro-Brazilian sounds.
Okay, there is a great album that came out recently. It's called the Brasileiro Treasure Box of Funk and Soul. Okay, and it's a collection of killer tracks from the 70s. And it's fascinating because in the pre-internet era, when you read the liner notes and look at the dates when they were recorded, things were happening in Brazil almost instantaneously as they were happening in the United States in terms of instrumentation, in terms of style, in terms of sound. And I brought in a track called Swinga Sambabi. It's by a group called Trio Mocotó. And you can hear, if you listen closely, if you just take out the Portuguese, you can hear like maybe even some Herbie Hancock from the 70s. Check it out.
Tu pensas coisinhas bonitas de mim, menina, menina. Tu pensas coisinhas bonitas de mim, menina, menina. Lindos olhos você tem, cabelos longos também, não te troco por ninguém, menina, te quero bem. Swinga, sambaby, swinga, swinga, menina.
So, Jessica, what's happening in Brazilian culture and music today? What stands out to you?
Right now, I have my eye on Liniker e os Caramelos. There's this song they have called Zero. Liniker, she fronts the band. She's a Black trans woman, and she's a singer. And they're based in São Paulo, and I was able to interview Liniker, and she says that simply her mere presence on stage as a Black trans woman is very political because she feels that society tries to invisibilize her community. And Zero is a song about reframing how we see love and how we share it.
A gente fica mordido. Não fica, vem te lave o teu jeito de olhar. Me lembro do beijo em teu pescoço, do meu toque grosso, com medo de te transpassar.
A gente. As you guys explored the musical roots of Afro-Latino music this month, What else stood out to you?
Okay, so recently we had Dan Sheehy come in. He's the curator emeritus of the Smithsonian Folkways Records. And they have a vast catalog of folk music from all over the world and a pretty amazing collection of folk music from all over Latin America. And to make it even more specific, a great collection of Afro-Latino music, traditional music from all over. So we had music from Mexico, Venezuela, Peru, all kinds of stuff. We had a bunch of stuff on the show, but I brought in a track from Colombia This is going to put a little pep into your Sunday morning, okay? It's Vallenato from Colombia.
Oh, I love Vallenato.
Right? And the album's called Ayombe, the heart of Colombia's música vallenata, and it features the accordion. And this is called Pedacito de Acordeón.
Mm, piece of accordion. Felix Contreras is the host of Alt Latino, and Jessica Diaz-Hurtado is NPR Croc Fellow and an Alt Latino Assistant Producer extraordinaire. This month, Alt Latino dedicates Black History Month to Afro-Latino culture and music. Enjoy.